What we want to talk about now is talking. We want to talk about how being a gatherer affects the way that women communicate. The first thing to understand about being a gatherer is that in the meadow, talking actually protects us. See, even small animals, when they're surprised, can attack and could cause a very harmful wound, even a lethal wound, because of an infection. So as a gatherer, the last thing you ever want to do is startle a critter in the meadow. And the best way to not startle a critter in the meadow is to broadcast your approach. And the easiest way to do that is just never stop talking. How many of you have ever noticed a woman who seems like she's talking as if her life depended on it? You ever noticed that? Yeah. Tension makes a woman do that. Tension is saying, there's a critter in the meadow. Get it to shoo. Shoo the critter. Shoo the critter. She goes, why aren't you gone yet? You might be the critter. Okay, so we're going to put it up here on the board. Now, one of the things you can do, if you notice a woman shooing the critters, and she's driving you crazy because she won't let anybody else have a word in edgewise, is just reach over and touch her hand. Just like reach over, like, it's okay. Just that touch has such an impact on us. Like, you're safe. It's okay to be here. And then she goes, okay, let's say you are the cave woman. Yes? You're the cave woman and you've gone to the meadow. If you want to drive women crazy, by the way, rearrange their meadow. Yeah, we go to the grocery store and some executive has decided that that aisle should be over there and that should be over there. We want to tick a bunch of gatherers off, rearrange their meadow. Whoa. So she goes to the meadow, right? She goes to the meadow and there's a berry bush. And she knows from her extensive knowledge of berries that the berries on that bush are going to be ripe in 10 days. Not 9 days, not 11 days, in 10 days. She also knows that she's not the only person whose meadow this is. And if you've ever owned a fruit tree, which I do, I have two fruit trees, and I know the difference between me getting the apricots and the birds getting the apricots is about 3 hours. Really, I've seen them in the morning, they're perfect to be picked. I've come back 3 hours later, they were all gone. So it matters. It matters being there in exactly the right moment to get the berries. And obviously it would matter getting there in exactly the right place. Yes? So as the gatherer, I've got to remember to come back to this place in exactly 10 days' time. Berry markers are how the gatherer remembers the time and place of everything that was worth noting. It's not how she remembers even, it's that she remembers. It's that she's compelled to remember. She's got to note the time and the place of anything that was important.